Welcome to another episode of Nerd Tween in a Movie Podcast. Today we're going to talk about Miss Marvel, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and The Boys. Let's hear the intro. Stay tuned. Welcome back to another episode of Nerd Twin and Movie Podcast. I am your host, Nerdpool Prime. Thank you so much for joining me. First and foremost, I have to apologize. I wasn't able to do all the breakdowns that I thought I was going to be able to do. Unfortunately, there was way too much stuff that came out in this last week. I am so far behind. I won't be doing an episode-by-episode breakdown of Obi-Wan Kenobi, The Boys, or Miss Marvel for this week. I'm conceding defeat. But what I will do is I will pick back up starting next week. There will be breakdowns of each of the shows. Except for The Boys, because The Boys will be like a 48-hour spoiler ban issue for me because it comes out on Friday. So I will definitely talk about The Boys at the end of the episode today. But first, what I want to do is talk about Miss Marvel. And here we go again. So I guess the Marvel fandom was feeling left out because they didn't have any racist or misogynistic things to talk about while Obi-Wan Kenobi was out and they had the horrible backlash and just overall horrible behavior from so many content creators talking about all the racist tweets that and things that Moses Ingram got, and people threatening physical violence on a child for the actress who's playing Princess Leia, Vivian. And then now here we go with Miss Marvel. What is going on? I don't understand where we are anymore, because people are different. There are more than just white people out there. I didn't know that, did you? So when I see people talking shit about Miss Marvel now and religious groups forming against the show, get over yourselves. Are you serious at this point? Like, especially with this casting and this show. This show is for young adults and minorities. Sorry, the main character's not white. Oh, everything has to be that way? Come on, get over yourselves. This is 2022. How is this even still a freaking debate? It shouldn't be. And with Miss Marvel, I'm sorry, she is literally probably the most perfect casting since Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man. Go read the comics. Go look at what Kamala Khan looks like. She looks pretty damn close to the actress that we have. It's almost like they broke the multiverse and found a version from the comics that wanted to be an actress. It's insane. And to talk about Miss Marvel, the show is fantastic. The music is amazing. The cinematography with all of the, like, the cartoony, like, comic book things going on around her. I saw their content creators talking about how it's very similar to Scott Pilgrim, and people to say that it's childish and Disney Channel cheesiness. Did you like Scott Pilgrim? Because I know I sure as hell did, and I loved that about Miss Marvel. Literally, the only complaint, and I mean the only complaint I have about Miss Marvel, is that the powers. I can't get behind them yet. It's still just episode one, though. You guys do realize that there's more to the story. I'm not giving up on the show. It is very reminiscent to me, though, of the Moon Knight costume in the Moon Knight series. I hated it. I'm sorry. That's not the Moon Knight costume. The symbiotic, like, like magical armor. That's not what it was, and it bothers me. Even when I still watch Moon Knight to this day, Moon Knight's one of my favorite characters. I am a Jewish American, so to have a Jewish American hero, I'm all about that. And this show, the representation that the Pakistani heritage is being shown in this show is fantastic. And this is exactly what I wanted for Moon Knight. And it's what we should have got for Moon Knight. Instead, we got a show that was more focused on making sure that Egypt was the was shown in a favorable light, and that there was an Egyptian superhero. Nothing against that at all. But in a show about Moon Knight, I would think it'd be more focused on Moon Knight. I mean, that's just me. I guess I'm asking for too much. But when it comes to Ms. Marvel, it was a very good show. I found myself enjoying just about every single aspect of it but the powers. It didn't make any sense. I have seen some content creators say that it could be like her accessing the negative zone, like one of the other Captain Marvels did. I think it was Mar-Vell, if I'm not mistaken. And if that's the case, I could totally get behind that. And if that also is the case, if it's the negative zone, that opens the door for a Nihilist to come in. And that would be something that I would definitely like to see. So if that's the case, that's cool. I have no problem adapting certain things. I think it's more the powers than anything else. Like, the origins you can explain. I'm sure I'll find a way to get behind that. But it's the power set that I think is really my issue. It's cosmic, and that's not what Kamala Khan was in the comics. And of course, things can be changed for the new medium. Like, look at the Ten Rings. The Ten Rings aren't rings on the Mandarin's hand. They're like bracelets that are still rings. So I mean, and I still have my issues with that, but that works, you know. So I get it, but I have to obviously give it more time to let them explain it, but that like weird like energy power that she's shooting out now, it seems to me like it was just done solely to make it so she can hang with Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers, and probably Photon, or maybe she'll call herself Captain Marvel, Monica Rambeau, excuse me. Maria was her mother, that was Captain Marvel in Doctor Strange the Multiverse of Madness. Now, I also have stated that I feel like Civil War 2 is right around the corner in the MCU. They're setting it up if you look really closely. Like, for instance, we have two Captain Marvels now. They've opened the door to have multiple Iron Man, because Riri's coming with Rhodey still being around. He'll probably end up taking on the Iron Man moniker for a little while, or maybe Iron Patriot, which I would love to see. They need to fix that. That Iron Patriot and Iron Man 3 hurt my feelings. Like, hurt my feelings. I didn't like it. And then you got Kamala. She can come in and kind of play the Miles Morales role in the Civil War 2. We have She-Hulk and Hulk. It's in there. And I think that'd be an interesting way to lead into the Secret Wars after Secret Invasion. I think that'd be really interesting if they'd go that route. And again, if you're hating on Ms. Marvel because you don't like the powers or something, that's I'm doing that. I'm not hating on it, but I have my issues and I have no problem talking about them. There's a difference between talking about something you don't like and then attacking the actress or forming like a hate group. There's a big difference. Do better. This is unacceptable. It is 2022. Grow the F up. Okay. So now that my rant is over, let me just want to sum up again, say Ms. Marvel, I am very much enjoying the show. I look forward to seeing how it continues, the casting. She is Ms. Marvel. I'm sorry. It's perfect. And if you have any problems with that, then you're an idiot. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Let me rephrase that. You don't know anything about the comics and should shut the hell up. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. You shouldn't be talking about comics because you don't know what you're talking about. Just be civil. Let's try that. All right. So we're going to take a quick little break here. Then I'm going to come back. We're going to talk about Obi-Wan Kenobi. Stay tuned. Welcome back. So we're going to talk about Obi-Wan Kenobi. And I really am truly sorry that I wasn't able to get breakdowns for episode 2, 3, or 4. But I will talk about Obi-Wan Kenobi. I have a lot of things to say, and it's been, oh boy. I just have to say that the show overall, it's just beautiful. I talked about it in the last episode. Deborah Chow was absolutely amazing. She's done a great job telling this story. And to hear people that have huge followings, like Soups, for instance. Yeah, Soups, I'm talking to you, buddy. To talk shit about it and say that it has to be about Obi-Wan Kenobi and Anakin Skywalker as it was billed. No, it wasn't. It wasn't. It was told to be a story about Obi-Wan Kenobi. Because he was saving Princess Leia? Now that's a problem? Because Reva and Princess Leia are at the focal point of the series? There's a problem? Why? Have you ever heard of complex storytelling? Have you ever heard of dynamic characters and watching them progress through that dynamic change? I mean, if you look at these characters, they are incredibly dynamic. And just in case you didn't know, dynamic means that they progress and they change over time. They're not static characters that are one-note characters. Princess Leia is this little mischievous little brat at the beginning. And look, now she's freaking doing espionage against a freaking Inquisitor. Like, are we really sitting here right now and having this debate? Like, is it really such a big deal that we haven't had a Clone Wars flashback? Oh, hey, newsflash, buddy. If you want to watch the Clone Wars, it's available. Go watch the Clone Wars. I can't understand how people are taking it this way and going so off the rails. I mean, when you think about it, I'm so happy that the entire Star Wars community was like, Soups, shut the fuck up. Excuse my language. But, I mean, seriously, like, he has been doing this content, and I've admitted I don't like his content. I don't see the appeal. To each their own. If you want to watch Soups, that's fine. I mean, you can do whatever you want. I'm not trying to get you away from Soups, but I'm trying to talk to Soups and get him to stop doing these stupid takes. Because I saw his take also about Miss Marvel talking about how it was a cheesy Disney Channel original. And then he walked that shit back because he got so much backlash. You're just trying to do what's going to get you the most views. And that's not what we need in this community right now. I'm sorry. Especially with the divisive issues that we've had with people attacking Moses Ingram and Vivian. I'm drawing blank on her last name. The child who plays young Leia, and she's a 10-year-old kid, and you're talking about attacking him. Soups never said that. Soups never said that he was gonna elbow that little Leia in the face, but it's the same issue. And Star Wars community, when he came in, we were like, see yourself out, my friend. We're not here for it. It's not happening, and just stick to making Marvel content, because apparently some of the viewers like that. A lot of viewers. I mean, I think you got like millions of followers, and I've got not even 1,000. I can't even go live yet, and here I am talking shit. But I say what I feel needs to be said, and that needed to be said. As many of my great other content creators have been very open. As I said, we all were like, no Soups. Take it somewhere else. That take is incorrect. I mean, it's just wrong. And here we are with a show like Obi-Wan Kenobi that's been amazing. It's been so good. I mean, like, there is just so much to like. And the scene from the moment that Darth Vader walks into that town and starts force choking the person, then snaps his neck, and then just that whole scene from then all the way to him chasing Obi-Wan in this horror type feel, it really gave Vader this menacing and just terrifying, like, persona that we all felt he always had, you know, but now we get to see it in action. We get to see it, and it is frightening. All the way up to him pulling him through the fire. I am what you made me. Now you will suffer, Obi-Wan. It honestly, that 10-minute scene right there may be the best Star Wars content we've ever got. And if people are complaining about the show as a whole, fine. But I want you to challenge me. I will go. I will die on this hill. That whole scene is some of the best Star Wars content we've ever had. Period. Come at me if you have something to say. I really would love to have that debate. I don't have any issues talking about what I feel. And this series has been great. It's shown Obi-Wan broken. It's shown Obi-Wan as this person who just gave up. And here he is thrust into doing another mission to save Princess Leia. And it's been amazing. There has not been anything really that I've had too much issue with. Maybe the only thing I say I don't like is that he didn't say hello there, but then it would give it away because that's Kenobi. But I mean, it's been from a cinematic, a directorial, a acting, writing. It's been phenomenal, and I don't see where the hate is coming from. I usually can find things to complain about, but I haven't had anything to complain about really in Obi-Wan Kenobi. I mean, we're getting so much extra, like, backstory to everything. It's starting to make everything make more sense of who these people are. Like, people complain about this whole arc about Princess Leia, but if you look at it, it's showing you little by little how she became Princess Leia that could lead a rebellion. This is where it started. And to say that this is not what we want to see, well, then go watch something else. Obi-Wan Kenobi was the most watched show premiere in Disney Plus history. We don't need you to keep those numbers up. We'll keep watching it. So if you have a problem with it, go ahead. Bye-bye. Bye. Go that way. Anywhere. We don't care. We'll still enjoy it. Simple as that. And I really also want to point out how amazing Moses Ingram has been as Reva. She brings this compelling character to the forefront of the Star Wars canon at this time frame. And I've said it before, I don't think she's full on dark side. She's not. She is just trying to get her revenge. I believe she blames Obi-Wan specifically for not saving her from the Jedi Temple. If you notice, her eyes are not Sith eyes like all the other Inquisitors, and like we've seen Anakin's eyes to be. And also, when Vader snaps that kid's neck, she did not look excited for that. She was almost terrified, almost flinching, almost like, I want to go do something, and realizing she can't. And again, this is more about her vendetta against the Jedi and Obi-Wan specifically than her being truly evil. She's not evil. She just wants revenge. Most people who have been slighted want revenge. You blame a character who has the power to enact their revenge? You blame that character for doing just that? Wouldn't you do that? Wouldn't you do that? If you know you could do it, I know I would. If I know that I have the most powerful, like, controlling factors in the universe behind my back, as long as they don't kill me for stepping out of line and doing what I think I want to do, there is no risk. I mean, sure, I mean, Vader could kill him anytime if they fail or whatever, but that's not what's happening. it's a very in-depth character that's trying to enact their revenge while playing a chess game with some of the most powerful and most cunning warriors in the galaxy between Kenobi and Anakin. Or, let's say, between Obi-Wan or Ben and Vader. You don't want to mess with these people. They know what they're doing. They just finished the Clone Wars. Like, in the timeline. They're ready. I mean, even Obi-Wan, after a short time of adjusting, he's now back. I mean, the way he took out those stormtroopers in that room where they had Leia. Epic. Epic. You want to talk shit about this is a filler episode. If that's the type of shit I get in a filler episode, give me filler episodes. Make it a 12-episode season and give me five filler episodes. If I get to watch Obi-Wan literally hold back the ocean with the Force and taking out stormtroopers, like all incognito and shit. Like a freaking super spy. Yeah. Psh, give me that all day long. Give me that all day long. Ugh. I don't know what happened to the fandoms where we can't just enjoy content. I remember, I remember the days when we didn't have new Star Wars. I remember the days where there was no Marvel content. And have they all been perfect? Of course not. But have they been pretty awesome? Yeah. So, if you have a couple little issues, move on to the next one. I don't like all the Marvel movies. I don't like all the Marvel Disney Plus shows. But I'm not out here freaking causing problems because I don't like those things. I'll have a civil discussion about why I don't like them and stand by what I believe. But you don't have to back down and say you like everything. I've admitted numerous times, I'm not a fan of the Moon Knight show. I thought it was going to be good, and I watched it, and I didn't like it. But I'm not out here calling for a boycott, or I'm not out here freaking bashing the actors. I mean, the actors were fantastic. I just didn't like the story. I mean, you can still watch it and not be a jerk. It's that fucking simple. I just don't get it anymore. But I'll still be here every week trying to make them see the error of their ways. But again, Obi-Wan Kenobi has been amazing. I can't say enough about how happy I am to have this show right now. It's been phenomenal. And I see what's building, and I can't wait. Oh, it's going to be epic. All right. So that's my summation of the Obi-Wan Kenobi thus far. We're halfway a little bit over halfway through now because there's 6 total episodes. There's 2 left. They've got a lot of ground to cover in those 2 episodes. So I definitely am excited to see. No, I'm not done. Sorry. Okay. So let's talk about the tomb scene. So, if you notice, they had a whole bunch of people, from what I see, at least 4 sensitive users, people that are just suspended in animation. I think this is the beginning of them trying to clone Darth Sidious, and that we see in the sequel trilogy. And if that's the case, that also will help the sequel trilogy have more weight and mean more. Because we see that it was started all the way back then, and Vader was part of it. Vader was probably trying to clone something to fight Sidious. Something. I mean, this is the Inquisitor's castle. I mean, right near Mustafar in the Mustafar system. So this is Anakin. This is Vader's doing. Doesn't seem like he has too much oversight at this point. From the Emperor. So, what's going on here? I can't wait to find out. And unless the whole thing was destroyed and we never learned anything else because Obi-Wan went in there and just wrecked shit. I'm really looking forward to seeing the way this show ends and hoping to get some more after that. But okay, yes, Obi-Wan, been awesome. I can't wait for episode 5 to come out this week. Stay tuned. We're going to talk about The Boys, and holy crap, do I have a lot of things to say. Welcome back. Okay, so The Boys. Holy crap. The Boys has been so good. I hate that it comes out on Friday because it makes it hard for me to talk about it on that Sunday's episode of the Nerd Twin Movie Podcast. But I will talk about the first few episodes, and I have to admit, I'm struggling to find a better start to a season ever. The first three episodes packed so much amazingness into it, and it was just great from start to finish. And when you think they're just giving you a little bit of backstory on a character, it actually ends up always getting paid off. And it's just fantastic and beautiful storytelling and great acting. The cinematography and the CGI is absolutely stunning. And it's gross, and it's amazing, violent, and everything you would hope The Boys should be based off of the comic series, obviously. I do like that they did a little reverse Thanos, Ant-Man and Thanos, if you know what I'm talking about. That was gross as hell, but it's pretty awesome. And I like the character development that they're doing in this season. It's growing the characters to a point where they're, again, as I spoke about early in the episode, being very dynamic and not static. They're changing and evolving with the show. It's been absolutely fantastic. I have not had a single issue with the show yet. I mean, it's disturbing. It's glorious. I have been very open about how much I don't like Superman. This is the reason why, is because I see Superman as that, as Homelander, someone who can literally do whatever he wants and get away with it because he can. And I love that at numerous points people have threatened him and been like, okay, his whole speech about how he wants to be loved but will settle for being feared, I'll just destroy New York, wipe it off the face of the map, just for fun. He could do it. That's Superman. Just not white bread. Goody two-shoes. Using his power for what he can really, really do. That's Homelander. I mean, it's more actually Omni-Man, because Omni-Man's freaking a lot stronger than Homelander, but that's neither here nor there. But I absolutely love that. I mean, let's light this candle. Come on. Because he is. He's conforming because he wants to be loved and cherished because of how he was raised. But he doesn't need that. If he wants to, he can just take over the whole fucking planet and be like, deuces. It's mine now. I'm Homelander. Say something. What can you do to stop me? And that's when The Boys come in. I'm not going to get too in-depth because it would be very easy for me to slip into the spoiler territory for the newest episode, because I watched the first three in a block and then the last episode came out by itself. So, but holy crap, the way they've taken this with it, you have multiple storylines being woven together into such a masterful fashion. I can't express enough how happy I am with this season so far. I love the show, I always have, but this season takes it to another level. It's just so good. And I can honestly say that I've been surprised more than I'm used to being surprised. People know that if you know Nerdtween, you know I do theories and this, that, and the other, and I'm pretty almost on point every time. I have accurately predicted the ending of WandaVision, Loki, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, and Multiverse of Madness before they came out. I'm good as what I do. But The Boys, I'm constantly shocked, and it's a pleasant surprise for me because I don't get that too often. And I just can't help but be in awe that here I am, shocked every single episode. I mean, I figured out the twist for that Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie that Rita was the Green Ranger, the original Green Ranger, from the 30-second trailer. Like, I was like, I don't need to see this movie. I know what the twist is. I'm good. But here I am and watching the boys like, what the? Like, freaking out because I didn't see that coming. That's not something I'm used to, and I am loving the fact that the boys can give that to me. I feel like people who can just watch content just to watch it and not try to break it down and not try to figure this out or predict that, the boys lets me just enjoy it because it's so unpredictable and I don't know what's coming. And I love it. The boys, top notch. If you're old enough to watch it, you should be watching it. It's just so good. I don't even know. I guess this is different for me. I'm so used to doing breakdowns scene by scene. I'm just here trying to give my my review of it, and it's a little hard. But between Miss Marvel, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and the boys, I mean, we just have some amazing content right now. I mean, think about how great it is to be a nerd right now. We get new episodes weekly of Miss Marvel, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and the boys, and we get Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness coming out in a couple days on Disney Plus. I mean, think about all the content that we have right now. The nerds won, and we still have nerds complaining? I mean, we had there are videos right now of powerlifters complaining about there's so many nerds lifting, like lifting, and then there's thousands of strongmen and nerds and everyone being like, shut up. Let them be nerds. What's the problem? I remember back in the day, if you read comic books or played Dungeons and Dragons or watched Star Wars, you're a weirdo. You were a kid that like people didn't want to hang out with unless you liked that stuff. Now everyone is. I always think about how it's different now, and it's better for people like us because we have all this backstory. We know all these characters. People are coming to us like, hey, can you explain this to me? Sure, no problem. I remember when you used to pick on me for reading these comic books. But now, if you think about it, it's amazing that here we are and the top grossing movies of all time are pretty much all nerd movies. The nerds won. And sometimes I think back about how it bothers me that, you know, we're not, like, back then we were getting picked on, and here we are now, like, the kings of the world, and it would bother me, but I think back to my favorite, one of my favorite, rappers nowadays, his name is Echo. He said, I would be mad, except we're getting all this dope content. I paraphrased. I'm sorry, Echo, I did just butcher that, but go listen to Echo. He says it best. But, man, we're just getting so much dope content, and people are still complaining. But I digress, and I thank you all for listening to me now. Minute 32 minutes in, almost 33 minutes in. If you're still here, you're awesome. And I want to use this time to say, if you like this content, obviously give me a like, follow, share, subscribe, all that good algorithm jazz on Spotify, YouTube, wherever you're listening to this. But also, I would like you to check out my drip shows. I am a comic seller on Drip Shop Live. So if you go search that right now on your devices, you'll see it. It's awesome. It's a great app, free shipping. And it's just a great atmosphere. Come check me out. Search my name, Nerdtween, or use the link in my bio. And yeah, until next time, this is Nerdpool Prime signing off.